Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back. Rudrance for Black and White Sports 2. Well, let's talk about Cam Newton. I don't know if you guys noticed, but Cam Newton showed up to an Auburn Pro Day. That's right. Out there to throw the ball around. And to also make some riveting comments about the fact that he believes he is among the 32 potential starters in the NFL. I don't have any idea what would lead Cam Newton down the road to believe that, but okay. And because of his little video he made, and we'll watch it here, he is getting absolutely destroyed by NFL fans. He is getting drugged by NFL fans. And one thing's clear, NFL fans haven't forgotten his fumble situation in the Super Bowl, where it seemed like he just didn't feel like going after said fumble. At that moment, that wasn't important enough? Really? Okay, interesting. And look, I want to be fair too, so I brought up NFL Network did a rank of the top 68 quarterbacks in the NFL, and if I'm being fair, yeah, when you start getting down around 50 to 52, I would say you got quarterbacks in there that Cam Newton is better than, okay? I mean, look, do I think he's better than Nathan Peterman? Yes. Do I think he's better than David Blau? Yeah. Davis Webb? Yeah, who's now a quarterbacks coach in Denver. But that's the kind of thing we're talking about, right? He crashed and burned in New England. And look, I covered that Mac Jones-Cam Newton competition in New England pretty closely on this channel. Mac Jones was helping Cam Newton learn the New England playbook, even though Cam was the quarterback that was there the year before. I mean, wait, what? Cam had an entire year in that offense and still didn't know the playbook, and Mac was teaching Cam how to run certain plays in that New England playbook. Think about that a minute. So, and that's the kind of thing that is a problem. Also, Shannon Sharp destroyed Cam Newton. I will give Cam credit. He had a very mature answer, and he did answer Shannon Sharp back. You know, so I got to give Cam credit. I'm not the biggest hater of Cam Newton, frankly, but I'm going to tell you what I think would be perfect for Cam. Cam Newton would be the ideal perfect backup to Josh Allen in Buffalo. Okay? Similar playing style, except, of course, Josh Allen's much younger, and he's much more accurate. He's basically, Josh Allen has turned out to be what we hoped Cam Newton would have been, right? So, let's look at this.
Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to say, I can't wait to say it. Oh, I love it. I love it.
I mean, okay, and then you went out in your draws and you threw balls. Okay. I mean, it's things just like that as to why Cam Newton right now is riding a bench. I mean, it's just a fact. Okay? Number one, he's under the assumption that he's as good as any of the actual 32 starting quarterbacks. Okay. Well, here we go. I've got this 68 per NFL.com, and I got to tell you, I mean, I can tell you right now, I'm not taking Cam over Bailey Zappi. And you got to find out what Sam Howell is, Joshua Dobbs, I'm not taking him. I'm not taking him over Davis Mills or Cooper Rush or Mike White. I'm just not. Skylar Thompson, meh. Jared Stidham, no. I think Jared Stidham's kind of low here. Joe Flacco, that might be arguable for me. Tyler Huntley, no. Brett Rypien, no. Trevor Siemian, okay. Okay, I'll give you that, Cam. I'll take you. Malik Willis, yeah, I'll take Cam Newton. David Blau, yep. Nick Foles, I don't think so. Brian Hoyer, who doesn't have a team right now. No, I'm taking Brian Hoyer. Zach Wilson, yes, I will take Cam Newton over Zach Wilson. Bryce Perkins, I don't even know who the hell this guy is. Yeah, I'll take Cam. John Wolford, take Cam. Nathan Peterman, Jeff.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Driscoll, but is anybody noticing where I am on the pecking order here? Trace McSorley. Yeah, Cam. Sam Ellinger. Now I'm taking Sam. Kyle Allen. I've got to think about that. I'd probably take Cam. Anthony Brown, who's the last one on the list. Yeah, I'll take Cam. Okay, but we're talking about guys we're down in the 50s to the 60s, okay, on the NFL QB pecking order. All right, so let's take a look. This is what Shannon Sharp said.
Won a game was 2020. The last time he passed for 3,000 yards in a season was 2018. The last time he started every game in a season was 2017. The last time he started a playoff game was 2017. The last time he made the Pro Bowl was 2015. Cam is basing everything on what he once was. I don't know if Cam has looked that fan from 2020 and 2021, but he wasn't good.
It is what it is. Cam did answer him. Point taken, Shannon Sharp. I'm not denying some facts that you brought up. Very valid, but if you give me a full season to learn what I am supposed to do with a stable franchise, I promise you I will prove that I'm no random, sir. Love. Okay, but you are with the Patriots. Does it get any more stable than that? I mean, I'm just wondering, you had the Patriots with Josh McDaniels to create an offensive scheme for you, and that didn't work out. You got beat out by a rookie, okay? And the reason they did not keep Cam around, and that's the problem. They're not. These teams don't even want Cam as a backup because he thinks he's a starter, and he's not, and that's the problem, all right? I'm sure, for example, the Eagles – need a backup quarterback behind Jalen Hurts. Would I look at Cam because of the kind of offense they run? Yeah. Same way in Buffalo. Same way for the Colts with Shane Steichen there. But it's the fact they ain't 32 mother effers better than me. You dig? Yes, there is. And 84 comments. Let's just look at this. This is PFT. NFL fans, absolutely, they absolutely drug Cam Newton here. Stay retired, you're washed. Yeah, and I bet he still can't read a defense at any better than the last time he suited up. Riveting. I don't know. I think Cam showed some flashes here and there, but he's probably not going to be worth having as a backup. He's not going to be starting anywhere. Unless there's a big-time rash of injuries. I saw all the grit I needed about 10 years ago when a fumble wasn't important enough for him to fight for. Go away. Wow, here's a shot at Lamar. Was his mom there, too? Auburn's pro day for incoming rookies trying to get drafted, and this clown makes it about himself. If it was that important, he should have worked for it when he had it. Wow. My God. There's at least a dozen better than you, Cam. Even the guy who set out the playoffs last year complaining about being dissed, salary-wise. Another shot at Lamar. Cam Newton is like the former high school jock who can't get past the glory days. The Auburn Pro Day is for guys trying to make a name for themselves and move up draft boards, not a time for Cam to hog the spotlight in a failed attempt at relevance. Wow. The, quote, I spent my money tour has already begun. Man, in 15 years, we're going to see this guy on welfare. God, dog. Wow. He isn't in the league because he won't take backup money, apparently. Well, the issue is he's not in the league because he thinks he's a starter. Okay, which means, look, you're not going to bring a guy in, generally speaking, that is vocal about the fact that he should be a starting quarterback when he should blatantly be a backup. All right, that's the problem. Cam could probably be in the league if the feeling was he understood where he was on the NFL totem pole right now. And that area that he's in, he's down in backup land, okay, firmly. And there's 10 backups better than Cam right now, probably. Is this desperation mixed with arrogance? Sad. I mean, it just is what it is. Let's see. Cam Newton threw 30 passes, so judging by his last year with the Patriots, that means Cam Newton bounced 15 in front of the receiver. He was god-awful with the Patriots throwing the ball. Awful. Teams know who he is, too, and that's why he's out of the league. Wow. All the highlight throws I saw today were underthrown, and the receivers had to hold up or pull back to make the catch. He's done. On top of that, probably a terrible backup that you wouldn't trust or want to hear guess the status quo in the QB room. Exactly. The difference between Brady and Newton in 2023 is Brady retired. Wow. Wow. Some of my best memories, and this is a fan right here, a fan of Cam. Some of my best memories as a fan came with the ball in that man's hands. I wish for him that it wasn't over, but it's pretty over at this point. No team wants him as a starter. I don't think he wants to be a backup. Even Superman had to hang up his cape sooner or later. Yeah, yeah. The problem is contract. A team might give him a shot as a tryout player at a vet minimum. Superman won't let him. Thank you for the bedtime story. Good night, Newton family. I mean, look, he's just done. All right? He is just done. Let's be completely honest here. If his recent gigs with the Patriots and Panthers are any indication, there might be 1,032 mother effers better than Cam over his last three seasons. He threw 12 touchdowns, 16 picks. He hasn't thrown for more than 10 touchdowns in a season since 2018. Good God. And he's lost his mobility. Cam won't be returning to the NFL. Selfless question mark winning question mark. Yeah, Cam is neither. Dude has had three winning seasons his entire career, barely above 500, losing record in the playoffs, 30-36 since his MVP season, which I argue he shouldn't have won. Hard pass on Cam. This guy takes another shot at Lamar. Collusion. That's as embarrassing as it gets. They don't see the grit. Should have shown a little grit after the ball in the Super Bowl. Yeah. You're right, Cam. There are more like 52 better than you right now. And I'm gonna end it right there. But that's just about right. That is just about right. He's down in that 50 to 64 range of NFL quarterbacks. That is where Cam Newton sits right now. And like I said, should he be a backup? Probably. Probably. But he's got to be fully immersed in the fact that he is a backup quarterback. That's where his skill set is right now. And he needs to be a backup quarterback on a team that has a running quarterback. So that even narrows the choices even more. And if he goes out there and he's making videos saying, I'm at least better than some of these guys that are starting right now, no team's going to touch him. Okay? There was a reason why when Mac Jones beat him out, and he did, Mac Jones whipped him in that New England QB battle, there was a reason Belichick let him go. Because Belichick did not want a guy that believed he was a starter, and his ego shows it. Look, there's a lot of backup quarterbacks that probably think they're starting worthy. Colt McCoy, I would be willing to bet if you gave Colt McCoy true serum, he would believe he's a better starting quarterback, you know, than Zach Wilson, than Kyler Murray, probably. I don't know. That might be arguable. Maybe. But you get the point. But Colt McCoy's not going out there running his mouth. Cam is. That's the problem here. So, anyway, tell me what you think. Black and White Sports 2 supporters, I just wanted to talk at length about this Cam deal. I mean, it's weird. And I've been a fan of Cam. But at times, he just makes me shake my head, and I don't get it. And I like some humility out of my quarterbacks and some humbleness, and he just doesn't have it. Come on. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.